Hey, Raymond here from the Beginner Photography Podcast, and I am not ashamed to admit that I still totally draw at a first grade level. Okay, let's get into today's episode. Hey guys, welcome to today. This is special. This is something that I'm trying, and it's new. This is my first Facebook Live that is being recorded specifically for the podcast. So if you're here, be sure to let me know, say hello, and we'll have some fun. But this interview isn't even an interview. This is me talking, okay? This is one of those episodes that I get from you guys. I get a lot of positive feedback, and I'm really excited for this because I want to talk about something that I think is important to me, and that is community, okay? Hey, Charlie. Nope, not right now. Thank you. Community to me is very important when it comes to photography. It's one of the reasons why I started the Beginner Photography Podcast, to have you guys here. We can all talk about photography and we can all have fun, right? Photography is something that I guess it's best put. I think it was Ansel Adams who said that there are two viewers to every photo, and that's the photographer and the viewer, or I guess there's two people. There's two people in every photo, the photographer and the viewer. And that totally makes sense, right? Everybody's going to interpret your photos differently than you are. It doesn't matter if, and that's because everybody has had different life experiences. You know, somebody could be your same age, you could have grown up with somebody, but they still have gone through different things in their life that make their experience different than however you see something. And this is clear when you go to a movie with like your best friend or your spouse, and you both watched the exact same movie and they saw it completely different than you did. They took the ending completely different as you understood it. And that's because we all have different lenses that we view the world through, and photography I think really expands that. Actually, I think that photography really widens that gap. It makes it easier for you to tell a story that is more compelling, because it's not A, B to C. It's not this thing happened here and this is what's going on. It's up to interpretation, and that's why photography can be hard to teach for that reason, essentially. I kind of want to talk about why community is so important to me. So I wrote this down, okay? The definition of community is a feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common interests, a similarity, or identity. And that, coupled with Ansel Adams' quote of "there are two people in every photograph, the photographer and the viewer," means that photography is community. Photography breeds community. There's no way to not have community come through with your photography. That's why we have photography competitions. That's why people invest so much money in professional photography, because it is so important to them, but for different reasons, right? So if photography, it just inherently creates community. And I think from a historical standpoint, it's always been beneficial to be part of a community, right? If you were hurt for some reason, your community would bring you home and make sure that you were healed, right? And that you wouldn't get eaten by lions or bears or whatever natural predators you had wherever your tribe was living. If you were tackling building a house, right? One person building a house is a job that could be done in theory, but it would take so long to do, and it just wouldn't be practical. Being a part of a community, your community members can help jump in and lend a hand, putting up your frame. Sure, there's some things that you can do alone, but I think a big part of community is having that help, right? To be able to lend a hand to accomplish something that you could not do on your own. So you also pass down your shared knowledge through community, right? And that would help you make better decisions to keep yourself and your community safer, let them thrive more. So being a part of a community it's ingrained in us. Nobody wants to be alone. Okay, maybe some people want to be alone, but I think even them, they're still, I don't know. I guess maybe I haven't really met somebody who truly wants to be alone. So who am I to say what it is that they're thinking? But I think that for the majority of people, we want to be a part of something, and we want that community aspect is very important. And I think that's why social media is so popular among us, right? Because for thousands of years, we were in a group of people for, 200 people or so. You pretty much knew everybody in that community. It was a very tight-knit community. And when somebody came in from the outside, it was very, whoa, what's going on here? We don't know how that tribe acts. We don't know how they communicate. And then as, the American dream happened, everybody got their homes. People stayed inside of their homes. People became, started watching more TV, and that became more of their community. That's why celebrities are looked up to so much, because we stopped hanging out with those 1 to 200 of our closest friends in that community. And therefore these people on TV became our friends. So now with social media, it comes up where people can share ideas and experiences that they're going through. And now these people are your friends. I'll tell you, I have friends from social media that I have never met in real life. Some of you are in the Beginner Photography Podcast Facebook group, and I would never have met you if it wasn't for this podcast, which is really exciting for me. Like that gets me, that just fires me up to keep going, to keep pushing, even when times get tough, is that I want to make this podcast a great resource for you, because I want to build that community. I want the Beginner Photography Podcast to be a place where you can come and not feel like you're being judged like a lot of other photography forums out there, or any YouTube video. Man, as much as I love creating, I love creating photos, I love creating videos, I love finishing a wedding, I love finishing, making these videos for you, educational, tutorial, whatever it is. But when I upload it to YouTube, I know that I'm just going to get, some hate on some of those videos. And there's just no way around it, right? So I want to cultivate a community that has that part of it removed, because I think that is so important for your growth. So kind of back to photography and community. Photography may not like being part of the community. We just talked about how important it is to be a part of a community, some sort of community, before I went off on that tangent of why social media, I think, is so popular. So, but we know now that being a part of a community is vital for your health, essentially, and your longevity. So photography doesn't really fit in that model, right? It could make you happier. It can make you enjoy seemingly simple things more so, but it's not going to be beneficial to your health, I suppose, to be into photography. But it can definitely strengthen bonds that you have between other community members. And that, when we live in a society where we're not worried about getting eaten by lions and bears and whatnot, is equally as important. To have a strong bond with somebody is very important, and photography can strengthen that for us. So photography is a tool that I think that is more powerful than even you can imagine. We photographers have a vernacular, right? All of its own, right? All photography. We use words like aperture and f-stop and focal length and depth of field. All these words that the average person might think, I have no idea what they are saying right now. But it's easy for us to see how a beautiful image can be created with very little work, right? As long as you have the technical knowledge, you can go out there and create a beautiful photo, right? Maybe not consistently, but you can go out there and you can produce a beautiful photo. You know how to do it, okay? But I think the average person is not so adept to creating great photos like you are, right? So that whole vernacular that we're talking about, you're now into photography. You read photography forums, blogs, you educate yourself, you're into photography. This is now becoming like your normal world. Words like focal length are just like, oh yeah, I totally know what that means. You don't have to think, wait, what was that again? Like, I don't even understand what that is. Your brain instantly knows what that is. Okay, so you understand these things, but the average person does not. Okay, so I want you to understand that you have a tool in your hands that's more powerful than you think that it is. And that's only because you use it every single day. Or at least maybe you should be using it every single day. Maybe you don't, but you should be. I understand, though, it's tough with job, with having kids, family. But the average person does not have the same tools readily available to them. Or maybe they do, but they just don't utilize it. They don't continue their growth in photography. They don't try to better themselves. They just think, I got a nice fancy camera. Cool, I'm set. You know, I'll let it do the work. And that's fine for some people, but I think it's just not enough, essentially, right? And that's why you're here to learn. That's why you're here to learn. So you may think, you know, that you have, oh, I got this camera. Maybe I'll just go downtown and take some photos. Maybe I'll just go to the local park and take a few photos and just see what happens. It's nothing special, but I guarantee you that somebody out there, maybe you don't know who they are. Maybe you do. Chances are you do. I would be willing to bet that somebody that you know would think that one of the photos that you would take of downtown or a park or whatever that you would think are just seemingly whatever photos, I would think that they would see the photos and be completely blown away. And that's because good photography is incredibly rare, and it's that makes it valuable. That makes it valuable. Just because everybody has a DSLR, just because everybody seemingly calls themselves a photographer, does not make that so. I had my wife's cousin come over literally yesterday and tell me, like, oh yeah, you know, I'm a photographer. I took all these classes. And like, she's not. And it was predicated on her having a DSLR. Okay. So just because somebody has a DSLR and they call themselves a photographer does not necessarily mean that they are. It's when you learn, when you educate, when you better yourself. And you really know how to take a photo and you know what it is that you're doing when you visualize the shot before you set your settings, that is when you become a photographer. When you go out there with a vision and you do everything that you can to capture it, and you have an idea of how you're going to capture it before you actually do. Okay? I think that's what makes a photographer, or at least that's a step in the right direction of becoming a photographer. So, but because the barrier to entry keeps getting lower and lower, everybody has an amazing camera, even just in the cell phone, right? In their camera, in their cell phone, amazing camera in their cell phone, wherever they go, in their pocket. So photography feels sometimes like it's less impactful, just because you know. I know I can be sometimes self-deprecating, right? I go out like, wow, that's a really good photo. Oh, but how hard is it to take a good photo? You know, I don't need to share this. Everybody knows that it's easy to take a good photo, you know, whatever. And that there's some validity to that, but I promise you that these photos, even though you can take a million of them in a second, right? Maybe not a million in a second, but you know what I mean. Even though you can go out and take thousands of photos, just going to today we went to our family went to like this chalk festival outside. It's like lots of artists were drawing cool things like in the chalk on the street before it started pouring down rain. I mean, these artists were like literally crying because they had just spent hours and hours creating like works of art, and now here comes the rain. So anyway, it doesn't matter. Even though you could go out and just capture thousands of photos of that. Event, right? Going on with your kids, your family, and having fun. Even if you capture some great photos in there or some really good photos in there, and you still think to yourself, like, yeah, well, it's okay, you know. The photos are, anybody can take a good photo. Anybody can take a good photo with their iPhone. It doesn't matter. It's fine. I don't need to share these. I don't, like, these photos don't mean anything. I guarantee you that they will be valuable to you at some point in your life. And let me explain. When I was growing up, sorry, total brain fart there. When I was growing up, not brain fart, anyway, it doesn't matter. When I was growing up, we would go to my granny and poppy's house, okay? And in their house, it was a very old house, and like it was my great grandparents, like many great grandparents, they were old of their age, they would have a shoebox full of photos. And I remember as a kid thinking, like, this is not a lot of photos. Even as a kid, right? We're talking like 1992 here. I'm thinking to myself, like, this is not a lot of photos here. Like, these are all your photos? Like, this is not a lot of photos, which is interesting to see just in the short amount of time that I had been alive at that point, essentially, that I could tell that this was seemingly nothing, okay? But these photos that they had, I was watching my aunts and my uncles, right? Like, or my aunts and uncle, gathered around this table, looking through a few handfuls of photos. And what was great is that, today I can cull through a wedding, 3,000 images in about an hour, okay? Maybe a little longer, but a very short amount of time, 3,000 images, okay? I'm thinking about the shoebox. There could not have been more than 100 old, Polaroids in this shoebox, 100 of them. And they spent hours going through these photos. Hours. Hours. And you know why? It's because it's not because of the photos themselves. It's because the idea of the photo, something inside of the photo brought up a memory or a talking point that they want to, bring up from their childhood. Hey, remember that boat that we would always go out in the creek or whatever? Remember that time it flipped over and, seemingly stories that, like, okay, like, where is this going? I don't understand why this is so important to you. But it doesn't matter because everybody lives their life in through a different lens. Everybody has different life experiences than you. So what might not mean something to you, like I said today, you go out and take a million chalk photos, this chalk street art festival, may not mean anything to me as a photographer. I thought, oh, I'll just, go out and either capture this or take a few photos of my kids looking at pictures of chalk art. May seemingly not mean a lot to me, might mean a whole lot to somebody else, right? Maybe this was the first competition that an artist was creating chalk art for this competition. The first time that they mustered up the courage to go out there and actually like give it a try. So they went out there and they did it, And this photo that I took today, this didn't actually happen. We just kind of stumbled upon this thing. I didn't take any photos or anything, but this is just an example. So it like that photo that I could have theoretically taken might mean a whole lot to that artist, right? Somebody who is very proud of themselves for actually getting over the fear or courage of whatever might happen, might lose, might be in competition with other better artists. That photo might mean a lot to them, but if I don't share it, they're never going to see it, right? And part of that sharing is your community. That creates that community, right? Suddenly, there's somebody who they found cared enough about their work to take a photo of it. And they cared enough about their own work to actually enter in the competition. And now this photo means more to them than it does to you. So you have now created something for them that is more valuable to them than it is to you. And that's part of the definition of photography, right? What did I say it was? A feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common interests, similarity, or identity, right? It's that fellowship of with another, of sharing common interests. I thought that the photo was interesting. They thought that their street art was interesting. there's community right there. So your photography is more powerful, is what I'm trying to say, than you think that it is. Photography is very powerful, and I don't want you to forget that, okay? Okay, so where was I? So now I want you, I want you to start thinking of photography in a way that it is going to create and build community. And I'm not saying, like, you know, with the podcast here, you are my community, because I'm talking about photography and it is a shared interest of yours. Otherwise you wouldn't be listening right now, and you're enjoying this. So therefore you're listening. We are part of a community right now. Even if it's just, you know, the three of us in a room, this is a community. It doesn't have to be like that. Okay. It can be small. It can be just a conversation that you have with somebody on Facebook. It can, I'm not saying like you have to go out and spend all these hours of time and years of your life, you know, creating a community. Simply talking with somebody about photography, simply sharing more photos, simply entering in your photos, maybe in a competition, meeting with other photographers, shooting together. These things build that community. You can even figure out a way, I'm sure, to give back with your photography. And that, I think, as time has gone on, is becoming more and more important to me, is finding a way to give back to my community. And that's because, it's because of this podcast, to tell you the truth. I have that whole journey that I just told you. I go out and it's like I shoot some photos and I think, anybody could take a good photo. I'm not that great. I'm just going to keep these on my computer and never share them. They're never going to see the light of day again, right? But it's talking with you, other photographers. It's you sharing your experiences and your photos that I realize, like, oh, maybe these photos are more important, you know? Seeing your photos that you are sharing and thinking, oh, I've taken very similar photos of a similar subject and I didn't share them. And your photos are getting more response than mine, right? Because I didn't share mine. Meaning that people are interested in this subject matter. Meaning maybe people do care about, you know, photos. Photography, anybody can go up and take a photo with their cell phone and it's done and it's over with. Anybody can do that. But it's a photographer who's going to go in there and try to really create something out of that, using their technical skill and their vision to imagine what this photo could be. Okay. And then that is when the photo gets really exciting to share. That's when the photo becomes valuable to share. Okay. So like I said, there's a lot of things that you can do to create this community. And one thing that you can do if you want to better yourself, for one, you can go out and you can physically meet with people. You can find a local, hell, if you just go on meetup.com, which is not a dating site. I've said this before. I promise it's not a dating site. If you go on meetup.com and just search for photography groups, you can find a local photography group or 50 that you can join and be a part of. Everything from here in Indianapolis, there is outdoor trail photography groups. People who just go on a hike, outdoors, on trails, they bring their cameras and they take photos. That's all that they do. That's a community. That is a niched down shared interest, if you ask me. And there's everything from that all the way to fashion portrait photography groups. Two extremely different groups of people sharing one common interest, right? Photography. So whatever your interest is, you can go to one of these groups. You can join them. You can become friends with other photographers. You can start something together. You could grow your own community. You know, even if it's just sharing photos between, you know, the two of you, the three, whatever it is, you can create that community, that photography naturally creates, essentially. I really need to get a thesaurus. Okay. Or like I said, one thing that I've been really interested in recently is giving back with my photography. Figuring out ways that I can better other people through my photography. Okay. And there are some truly, truly, truly amazing ways that you, anybody, can go out and participate and give back to their community, right? You can give back I got a few groups here that I want to list off for you, okay? But my point being is that you can give back to a local community. You can give back to a larger community like Flickr, right? You can join competitions. You could do something that's going to help them, which is specifically more of what I'm talking about. But you can find an amazing group that truly values photographers and their photography. And it will let you give back something special to an important cause that you believe in within your local community. So, get this. Are you ready to transform your love for photography into profit? Imagine capturing beautiful moments while bringing in a little extra money for your family each month. Sound too good to be true? With CloudSpot, it's not just a dream. Designed by photographers for photographers, CloudSpot simplifies your business. Effortlessly organize shoots, send professional contracts, questionnaires, invoices, and enjoy faster payment payouts with the lowest fees in the industry, including PayPal. Forget lost emails and messy spreadsheets. CloudSpot offers a streamlined workflow, letting you focus on the moment. And here is the clincher. Grab your free CloudSpot account at deliverphotos.com and you'll get access to my personal wedding and portrait contracts and questionnaires. So don't let uncertainty hold you back. Embrace the future of photography business management with CloudSpot Studio. Sign up at deliverphotos.com today and transform your passion into profit. I did a Google search of ways that you can do good with your photography, and I found a lot of results. A lot. And it got me, you know, it's weird. It's like, even though I haven't participated in any of these yet, like my heart still feels like full listening to these ideas. And it's great to hear that others are doing a lot of good with their photography and giving back with their photography, that I'm not alone, that I'm not the only person who wants to do this, right? So here's just three of the tons of awesome groups that I found that I want to share with you guys today, okay? The first one is called the Josephine Herrick Project, and it's based in New York City, so depending on where you are, you can join or not. I probably will not be participating in this group as I don't live anywhere close, but the idea behind this group I think is really cool, okay? So their mission, and I took this straight off their website because I thought that it was perfect, their mission is to transform the lives of individuals facing significant obstacles through photography and visual storytelling, helping them to build lifelong skills, engage with their communities, and share their vision with the wider world. But this part wasn't part of their mission statement. But so while this may take place in New York City, and only in New York City, you can start the same idea in your community, okay? So you can, on their website, there's a lot of at-risk youth, right? A lot of inner city community schools that they go into and they help teach photography. And what they're teaching is not the technicals of photography. It's how to share your life through photography, how to tell a story through your photography, how to share your everyday world with the rest of the world. And while that may not seem important, what it does is I think that it teaches children something very important. And that is the importance of community. Okay. And that's kind of what this whole podcast has been about, is that them learning how to take photos and share photos is trying to build that community. And through building the community, they are increasing their chances of what did I say earlier about being part of a community, about being safe, and about living a longer, happier life, right? If you need help, you're going to find somebody, you're going to know somebody who's going to be able to help you. If you're hurt, you're going to find somebody or know somebody who's going to be able to help you. If you have a win, a success, you're going to have people who are going to be rooting for you 100% of the way. And I think that with kids need that in the first place. They need to feel like they're able to do something and that they're not just following the rules and going through life. They need to see what they can do on their own. And photography is one of those things that is great, because now with digital photography, it's almost immediate feedback. So therefore, they can see how changes are made and how others react to their photography. And I think that that is so cool. And that is just a great idea, right? And I would love to see, 20 years from now, how that affects certain, I would love to see how it affects those individuals who are facing significant obstacles in their life. Okay. Again, this is something that is very easy. You can start it in your city. You can go to Goodwill and buy $2 cameras. I bought this camera, this digital camera right here, right? It takes floppies for $1. But you can go to Kohl's and buy $15 cameras, right? $15 digital cameras. These things are very cheap. You can find people who believe in your idea and buy 10 of them, right? That's $150. Now, that may be a lot, but seemingly to $150 to change somebody's life suddenly doesn't seem like a lot of money to me. So you can start this in your town if that's something that you wanted to do. Some of these other ones, maybe not so much. But here's another one that I found. And this one's a fun idea, okay? It's called The Giving Lens. Okay, so The Giving Lens is an organization who, they go out and they find nonprofits that are in need. Okay, most nonprofits, their presence is entirely online, right? The days where they could have lists of people who they mail out flyers to is dead. It's all online. So the importance of having a good website and powerful images on their website is very important. Okay, so The Giving Lens finds organizations, The Giving Lens is an organization who finds nonprofits in need. And then The Giving Lens, get this, they create a photography workshop in the location of that nonprofit, that needs help. And then these aren't like local trips, right? These aren't like, oh yeah, I'm just spending the day, two towns over or whatever. No, these are like trips to Tanzania or, other foreign countries. Okay. So this is like a week long trip. Okay. So imagine going to Tanzania for a week. Okay. In Tanzania, there is a nonprofit that what they do is that they bring, or they figure out a way to get fresh water to communities so that they have less diseases, less waterborne diseases, a better, survival rate, but cleaner drinking water, healthier people, right? These are like real social issues that people have to go through, okay? So The Giving Lens will take you on a workshop in Tanzania, okay? And then maybe a day or two of your trip will be with that nonprofit, and they will show you, them installing a large water tank or tower or however it works. This is all an example here. They'll show you the people who are being affected by a lack of water and how their lives are going to change with having simple, fresh drinking water so that they don't have to walk 15 miles a day just to get a gallon of water. Okay. And then you as a photographer, like, this is an amazing story, like unfolding before your eyes. You go in there and you capture as much as you can. And now you have something, you've taken something with your skills as a photographer that you can now donate to the nonprofit. Hey, Raymond here, and I know that diving into the world of editing can feel like navigating a maze, especially if you're just starting out. So that's why I created our exclusive collection of 52 Lightroom presets, absolutely free. While presets can dramatically enhance your photos, they're not a one-click solution. They're a starting point for your creativity and an opportunity to learn and grow in your editing skills. These presets work seamlessly with all versions of Lightroom, whether you're on a computer or using Lightroom Mobile. And they're designed to simplify your editing process, adding that professional touch to your photos while giving you the flexibility to fine-tune them to your taste. So if you're ready to take your photos to the next level, head over to freephotographypresets.com right now and get editing today. That is an amazing idea to me. That is one of the coolest ideas. And then on top of that, the rest of your trip is a photography workshop taught by a professional photographer teaching you really cool things in a foreign location. This is win-win to me. This is like one of the coolest things I have heard of. Okay. So your photographs can go to the nonprofit, like I said, for them to use in their marketing material, like their website, newsletters, and what such. So these workshops are multiple day long, and I would imagine that in that time that you would be able to connect with the other photographers there taking that workshop. And if somebody else is going to go to that workshop, knowing that they're going to be helping a nonprofit just like you, there's a good chance that you guys are going to have a lot in common. And once again, you're building community. Okay. You're going to become friends with that person much longer than I think that you think that you will. Okay. These are not trips that you go on just for the week and say, okay, bye people. Never going to talk to you again. This is something that you're going to go through an experience together. And I would imagine you would want to stay in contact with these people, stay in touch with these people. And it would just be, an amazing experience. Okay. So that right there, more community through photography. And the last one, this one really sings to my heart. Okay. This one got me really excited and a little bit choked up. The last organization is called the Heart Gallery. Okay. It connects photographers with foster children who need help getting adopted. You can partner with a local business, like a hair salon for like makeup and like hair and makeup days. So that when you go, you have like this photo shoot, okay? Where you go into a foster home and you have fun with these children. And you take their photo and you get them like really happy. And you get exciting like photos of them having a good time and being kids. And then you hand those over to the foster home for them to put on their website. For them to create bios of these kids in the hopes of bettering their chances of being adopted, right? But how many people go to, you know, adoption websites unless you're actively looking for a child to adopt? Probably not very often, okay? But these children are very important. Like, these are kids who are like 14, 15 years old who their chances of getting adopted are honestly pretty slim, you know? So then you can take that a step further and partner with more people in your community. You can partner with coffee shops. You can partner with doctor's offices. You can partner with so many other local businesses to then print up your photos and hang them in their storefronts so that the people walking in and out of their stores can see these beautiful pictures of children who are local to the community. And then with their info, like, hey, This is Mark. He loves playing baseball. He also loves to read. He's a great kid, you know? Let's adopt Mark. You know, the likelihood of somebody walking through there and, oh, you know what? You know, this kid might be a great fit for X, Y, or Z. So now it's not only the people who are going into the coffee shop or the doctor's office or whatever, who you have to worry about like being the ones to adopt a child, but they may know somebody who's looking to adopt a child. Somebody who's looking to adopt a child may be going on to foster websites, but their friends aren't. You know what I mean? So having more eyes on the community, raising that awareness, I think is just such a cool idea. And I can tell you that I am going to be taking a part in the Heart Gallery. I don't know when, but like, I haven't officially, like, hey, let's do this. But something inside me says that, like, this is so important that I'm going to be taking place in this. I'm going to be taking a part of this. So I'm hoping will happen this year, if not very early next year, as now we're into wedding season. And it's just, once again, that ability to give back to the community and potentially change somebody's lives. In all of these organizations, your photography will change somebody's life. And whether that's through teaching somebody how to photograph, how to tell a story, so that they can better communicate their life experiences, which will in turn turn them into a 10% better human being as an adult. You know what I mean? It can break a cycle of, you know, whatever significant obstacles they're going through in their life that will change somebody's life. The Giving Lens. You can go to a community in need and help them with your hands, with your camera, with that tool that you have in your hands. You can do these things. What I'm saying, and look, if all of this just seems very like happy, very frou-frou, you know, throw this out into the universe type stuff, like, don't take it as that. What I'm saying is that the whole point of this is that you have a tool in your hand that is immensely more powerful than you think, and you're not utilizing it correctly. Okay? You can come up with, and I'm not saying that you have to join one of these organizations and change the world, but what I'm saying is that you can. Or you can create something of your own. You can do something small of your own to change the world. Okay? It's very rare that you can do something that will truly change somebody's life. And the camera in your hands, it will do that. Once you figure out exactly how you want to do that. For me, I probably wouldn't, you know, photograph, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of things that don't mean that much to me. Like, oh yeah, I get it. Like, that's a sad thing, but it doesn't pull on my heartstrings, I guess. But there's a lot of organizations that do. Okay, so maybe you don't want to go out and go to another country when there's plenty of help that can be done here, or maybe you know an organization in your local community that you can personally help. Okay. I want this to be very motivational. I want you to get excited about your photography. I want you to want to right now grab your camera and think of how you can do better in the world. You know, how you can change somebody's life. And maybe not in a big way. Maybe it's just making them smile. You know, that's it. I want you to figure that out. Or at least think about it. And that's it. Okay? If you want to join a community that I'm going to start a discussion and how people can change the world so that you can hear about how others change the world, you can join the Beginner Photography Podcast Facebook group. There are so many people in there right now who I think would love to change the world if they could figure out how. And even though they have the tool in their camera, they're not doing it. But to be fair, neither am I. This isn't any blame or anything. But we're going to talk about this in the group, and I'm really excited about it, okay? So if you want to join that community, head over to Facebook, search for the Beginner Photography Podcast, and then on the right of the page, you can find a link to the group, and then you can request to join. There's only three questions that you gotta answer, and then that's it, okay? Next thing is, if you want to get more motivation like this, more daily photography content, I'm really excited about this. Hold on, let me turn on my microphone. You can just say, with our new daily Beginner Photography Podcast 365, just say, Alexa, launch Beginner Photography Podcast 365. And you will get access to our daily flash briefing of photography motivation, just like this. Photography tips. How you can become a better photographer, photography assignments, how you can get out there and actually like put what you've learned to the test, and even some photo history that I think is cool, as well as my favorite thing, photography Q&A. So if you have a question about photography, you can use the Anchor app on your Android phone or your iOS phone and call into the show anytime, day or night, doesn't matter. Just search for BPP365, and then you can send us a voice message, and you can ask your questions or tell me why photography excites you. What gets you excited about photography? And I will put it on the show. That's right. All right, guys. That is it for today. I thank you all for joining me today here in the Facebook Live. This has been fun. I think I'm going to have to do more of these because it's just very, the thoughts just kind of come off my head, and I like this. If it seemed like I rambled on a bit, I apologize. Let me know. I'd love to hear your comments on this, as this is totally new for me. So, all right, guys, that is it. I love you all, and I will see you next week. But until then, I want you to get out there. I want you to keep shooting. Most of all, though, I want you to be safe and build your community, okay? Do something that's going to make somebody smile this week. All right, that's it. I love you all, and again, I will see you next week.